You're listening to KAJO Radio as we continue with our candidate for school board interviews this morning here at 1270 Radio. And we're welcome to the microphones this morning, a candidate for the Three Rivers School District, position number 5. Rick Nelson is in studio. And Rick, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Why are you running for school board in Three Rivers School District?
I'm running because we need to change what the schools are teaching, how they go about educating our children. I think we've failed. The state of Oregon, the Department of Education, has some really bizarre rules and things like this sex ed for kids, which I believe is inappropriate and just not true. A child goes to school to learn the truth, and they're not getting it in our schools now. They're not getting the truth about our country, about morals, about who they are. I can't imagine a child going and learning that a little boy could be a little girl and then coming home and tell the parents, "Dad, I can be a girl." This is not what I'm teaching that child at home. Why should I allow the child to go to school and be taught something that's so very untrue?
All right. You're talking about a change in curriculum. Pretty significant. Yeah. What kind of resistance do you expect from that?
I have to say that the teachers' unions are resisting change in curriculum. Getting back to the three R's is critically important. We have to keep the politics out of the classroom. It has no meaning there, and it shouldn't be there. Reading should be taught by a reading specialist, English taught by an English teacher, science by a science teacher. But when you start talking politics in the classroom, these kids don't have the maturity or the understanding, the depth of knowledge to really comprehend some of this stuff. So I think that needs to change.
All right. There's been a lot of talk about the infrastructure in the Three Rivers School District. A ballot measure went down in flames last fall. What is the status there as far as you're concerned, or to the best of your knowledge?
I think there's a lot of anger in the community, knowing that the education system has failed us. So, and then when they turn around and ask for money to improve the buildings, that's a tough sell. I think people are bitter. And unless education changes for the better, I don't think these bond measures are going to pass at all. I think it's a backlash, if you want my opinion.
All right. And it appears that most bond measures, regardless if it's the school district, are going down in flames right now here in Josephine County. But that doesn't help the facilities at the schools. Do you know the status of the current facilities?
I know there's leaking roofs, which need to be repaired. And the repairs are astronomical to put new roofs on some of these schools. So it's really sad how that's happened. But I think until we improve the product, if you will, the kids, their education, it's going to be a tough sell to get that money.
All right. Any way to get that money other than going back to the public?
Going back to the public and showing improvement, showing that our kids can read, write, and do math. At national level, right now, Oregon is way, way below the national level. I think we're dead last in academic achievement. And this is sad. This is so sad because we used to be right up there. But things have changed in the last 30 years, and a lot of it's political, and a lot of it's just motivation. And I'm not blaming the whole system, the education. Parents come in, too. Parents should be involved in their child's education, know what they're learning in school, talk to the teachers. Why are you teaching this? Ask questions. And parental involvement is so important these days.
What's your stand on parental rights then? How many rights do the parents really have when it comes to the school district?
The parents should have the right to influence the curriculum. I think we should have oversight on what books are in the library. Right now in Oregon, you cannot take a book out of the library. You cannot. A parent can't. You can petition to, but it's not going to happen. And this is sad. I mean, we should be able to say, I don't want Hustler magazine in the library. And that's a valid point, I believe. But right now we can't. We have no oversight at all what's in the library.
All right. Are Hustler magazines in the libraries?
Not now.
Okay, all right.
Not now, but I hope it never happens. But if it happens, there's nothing we can do.
I had to ask that specific question just because the name was thrown out there. But also in the library right now, read in front of the Oregon legislature by our local Congressman Yonker, was a very spicy addiction coming out of the Hidden Valley Library, and it's still there. What's your position there? Should that have been done or not?
I think it raised awareness to the public, to the voting public and the taxpaying public about what is in our libraries. It was very effective. Mariah Rossi did the same thing at the school board meeting. She wasn't gaveled out. She was allowed to continue to speak. And I asked the teachers, would you allow a 15-year-old girl to read that in front of the class? I'm not allowed to ask that question.
You're not allowed, or the teacher's not allowed to ask that question?
The teacher's not allowed to answer it.
Oh, all right. As a school board member, what is your goal going in? What would you like to achieve?
My goal is to make education again, to keep the politics out, to keep the sexual instruction out, get back to the basic, fundamental things that make an American citizen a good citizen. Now, I know we can't teach about God in schools. That's all gone. That should be at home, but oftentimes it isn't. But the basics in math and reading and science, these are all truth. You can't deny truth, and it should be taught in the schools. So that's what I'm going to try to get done, and clean up the libraries so we don't have to worry about our kids going and reading something that they shouldn't be reading.
All right, you quoted you mentioned that the learning levels in our local school districts are way down this year.
Yes, sir.
Are there specific reasons for that? I know teachers have pointed to the COVID situation that we're coming out of right now. Is it politics? Is it the teachers' union? What is the controlling interest there?
It's a combination of many, many things. It's politics. It's the unions. It's failure of parents to take an interest in the schools. And it's slipping away. We're losing a generation of innocent minds, future Americans that don't even know the history of their country. And what they do learn about our country is bad. I mean, we didn't invent slavery. In fact, we were the second country in the world that banished slavery from our country. So we should be proud of that. I think there's a lot of more things we can do, positive things instead of negative.
All right. Looking ahead, what's the first thing you would do once you're a member of the board?
First thing I would do was work on the books. I mean, we need to have oversight on the library. The second I would do, I would also try to get a dress policy, dress code for the teachers. Bring discipline back into the schools. Make it easier for a teacher to, say, conduct and handle their class. And then oversight of the curriculum. Definitely have a parental review committee that looks at the curriculum, makes recommendations to the board, and go from there.
Right. You mentioned a dress code for the teachers. That's the first time I've heard that in a while.
Well, you know, I hate to talk about the good old days, but I don't think a collared shirt and pair of slacks for a man teaching a class full of kids is a bad thing to ask. You shouldn't appear in a pair of jeans and a 49er jersey. Come on. You're a teacher. You deserve the respect. You should earn it and look like you are a teacher.
All right. You have about a minute and a half left of our 10-minute talk this morning. Tell me, the overriding reasons why I should vote for Rick Nelson for the Three Rivers School Board.
Rick Nelson has been attending the school board meetings for the last 4 years. I think I've missed maybe two. And that's 4 years ago I lost the election. And I'm even more deeply now committed to making things change for the better. So I'm hoping with my past experience working with the board, and every board meeting I get up and I say something, which thank goodness we still have our Second Amendment rights and we can talk about it. But it's disheartening when nothing gets done. So I'm going to change that.
You still have a minute.
Well, and I believe in kids. I think they're precious. They're the future. But they're like tablets that are clear. They haven't been written on. And we need to be very careful what they learn and what we write into their hearts.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Rick Nelson, a candidate for the Three Rivers School Board, position number 5, coming up in the May election. Stay tuned. More interviews lie just ahead for you right here on KAJO Radio.